We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. Top local story, Governor Newsom declaring a budget emergency in California, a procedural move that allows the legislature to authorize withdrawals from the state's rainy day fund to help pay for the struggle against the coronavirus. The money will be spent on things like personal protective equipment, medical equipment, and supplies for hospitals in the event of a surge of cases in coronavirus. A proposal urging L.A. Metro to reimagine public safety on its transit system will be considered by the board of directors today. Let's go live to KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
The goal here is to develop different responses other than armed officers when it comes to nonviolent crimes and other offenses. Potential alternatives include a transit ambassador program that would have a staffed presence at Metro facilities as well as on Metro buses, in addition to potentially social workers or mental health professionals. It calls for establishing an advisory committee to craft new policies with input from passengers and community members that reflect Metro's ridership. Another motion before the board today came in response to a decision by Metro back on May 30th to suspend passenger service, stranding many passengers in the middle of a curfew amid demonstrations for racial justice. That asks the agency to develop clear criteria for when suspending service is necessary and appropriate. Reporting live, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
A South African man fought apartheid in his own country, then moved here, only to be shot in the groin with a rubber bullet during the chaotic protests in the Fairfax district last month. He's now filing a flurry of complaints and plans to sue the LAPD. KNX 1070's John Baird live outside police headquarters in downtown L.A. with more.
This all happened on the afternoon of May 30th when Bradley Stein said he tried to help another protester near the Grove when an L.A. police officer allegedly pointed a gun at him and fired a rubber bullet at his genitals. He said he thought he was going to die.
One of my testicles ruptured and led to me almost bleeding out and dying on the streets of Los Angeles. As I passed out and came to, I looked around, and our beautiful city was on fire. It looked like a war zone.
He says no LAPD officer tried to help him, and somehow he got a rideshare vehicle and went to the hospital. His attorneys say they filed a complaint directly with the Inspector General of the police department and are planning to file one with Internal Affairs as well.
Nonviolent individuals who are simply expressing their constitutional rights to free speech and assembly should not be shot at and beaten with sticks.
American police are out of control.
They say rubber bullets should be banned. An LAPD spokesman tells me while they cannot comment on pending litigation, the department is fully committed to investigating every allegation of misconduct or excessive force related to the recent protest. Reporting live in downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And California continues to see a growing surge of people suddenly out of work.
California not doing so hot when it comes to unemployment claims. New jobless claims just keep rising.
California numbers increased. We're up to 287,000 new claims. Now, those aren't people who have been on unemployment and are continuing. These are new claims filed just in the past week.
Michael Burnick, he's the former EDD director, talking with KNX.
You know, we're about 11 to 12% of the total labor force in the United States. We have over 20% of the claims.
A lot of businesses are slowly dipping their toes back into the water, trying to reopen, but it's just not happening fast enough. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Walt Disney Imagineers have begun work on a complete transformation of Disneyland's Splash Mountain, one of the park's most popular attractions. That's animated film Song of the South from 1946, which is involved in that. It's based on that movie. It introduced the song Zippity-Doo-Dah-Day, but also contains stereotypical portrayals of African Americans. Disney says the reimagined ride will be based on the 2009 animated film The Princess and the Frog. You will be deciding whether to change the California Constitution this November. The state Senate has voted to place a constitutional amendment on the ballot to overturn Proposition 209, which banned affirmative action in state government, colleges, and universities. The debate in the state Senate sounded a lot like the debate over Prop 209 in 1996. Democratic State Senator Holly Mitchell of L.A.
Let's be clear about myths versus fact. Myth, affirmative action is preferential treatment. Myth, affirmative action is no longer needed in America. Myth, affirmative action rewards the unqualified.
Diamond Bar Republican Lingling Chang urged her colleagues to be aware of the proposal's intent.
The words affirmative action do not appear in this bill. It's about discrimination, legalized discrimination.
She also said the way to fight discrimination is not with more discrimination. Automakers may be forced to sell more electric work trucks and delivery vans in California based on new air quality rules that are expected to be approved today. It's a first-of-its-kind rule aimed at helping the state clean up its worst-in-the-nation air quality. The rules would require a certain percentage of work truck sales each year to be zero-emission vehicles. The chairwoman of the State Air Resources Board says the change will be transformational for the state. The Truck and Engine Manufacturers Association opposes the rule.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.